Im Job 6 Mishnah 5, Pesach Sheshchato Shelot Lishmo B'Shabbos. If a Korban Pesach is slaughtered on Shabbos, Shabbos is the day before Pesach, so they bring a Korban Pesach to slaughter it as is the correct thing to do, but then they slaughter it with the incorrect intention. They slaughter it as if it's, let's say, a Shlamim offering. So now what comes out is they've slaughtered a Shlamim offering, for example, on Shabbos, and that's not permitted. You're not allowed to bring personal sacrifices on Shabbos. The only sacrifices that were brought on Shabbos generally was the two Tamid offerings and the Musaf offerings. In this case over here, Achav Alav Chattis. He has sinned and he's liable to bring a sin offering. What happens if he brings another animal? Let's say he's designated an animal as a Shlamim offering and he brings it on that Shabbos afternoon and he offers it up as a Pesach offering. Is he liable or not? So if it's an animal which is not fit to become a Pesach offering, for example, a cattle, let's say. So then he has sinned and he's liable to bring a sin offering. But if it's an animal which is fitting to be a Pesach offering, now we have a machlokes, a debate. Rabbi Eliezer mechav chattis, Rabbi Eliezer says, nevertheless, he is still liable and he's got to bring a sin offering because this animal was destined to be something else. It was never destined to be a Pesach offering. But Rabbi Yeshua exempts the person from being a sin offering. And the reason being that he holds that if you make a mistake in the commission of a mitzvah and you perform another mitzvah, because at the end of the day this person has brought a sacrifice, then you are exempt from a sin offering. You're not allowed to do this, but you're exempt from bringing a sin offering after the fact. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, said Rabbi Eliezer, they get into a bit of the debate in the Mishnah. Mai ima pesach shumuta lishmo, if we say that a Pesach offering, which is permitted if it's bought for its own sake, kesheshina eshmo, and if you bring it incorrectly with the intention of it, bringing it as another animal, chayev, you have to bring a sin offering. That everybody agrees on. Zvachim, another animal, shem asurin lishmo, which are forbidden in their own name. Kesheshina eshman, if you change its intention and you change its name, all the more so einudin shichav, all the more so you should be liable. Samuel Rabbi Shur, so Rabbi Shur says back to him, lo, imamatim pesach sheshinul dava aser, because the Pesach offering, you're changing it to something which is forbidden to bring on Shabbos. Tomar, how can you say bezvachim, with other animals, sheshinam ledava muta, that when they're being changed to something which is permitted to bring on Shabbos, how can you say that that is a forbidden case? The two cases do not equate to one another. Amalei Rebbe Eliezer, Shrebeli answers him back. I'll prove to you from another case. Imurei tzibur yochiach, the communal offerings will prove. Why? Shein mutarin lishman, communal offerings, as I mentioned before, on Shabbos are permitted. You can bring the Tamid offerings were brought on Shabbos, the daily offerings, the Musaf offerings, they were brought on Shabbos. Hashoichet lishman, but if someone else brings another animal that was designated for something else, and he offers it up as a public animal, chayev, he is obligated. So there you see that he took an animal that was forbidden and he offered it up for something which was permitted, and nevertheless he's transgressed Shabbos and he has to bring us an offering. So Amalo Rabbi Sher, Rabbi Sher answered him back, Loi, Imamat Murit Sibushiashlen Kitzva. The difference with the public offerings is they are limited. There are only four animals that are brought on Shabbos. Toma Bepesach, but when it comes to the Pesach offering, She'ain Loi Kitzva, there's no limit. However many people there are, that's how many Pesach offerings you bring. So those cases are not comparable. Rabbi Meir Aimer, Afa Shechet L'Shem Murat Sibur Pater. If someone takes an animal and slaughters it up under the name of a public offering on Shabbos, he is exempt, says Rabbi Meir. So brings over here at the end, he quotes the Rambam that the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua. And what did Rabbi Yeshua say? That if someone takes an animal that was designated as something else and he brings it as a Pesach offering, he's not allowed to do that. But if he does that on Shabbos, he is exempt from bringing us an offering. That's the halacha. He doesn't have to bring us an offering. But